Good morning. I'm Bruce Robinson with Sonoma Spotlight, sitting in for Roland today and talking with Craig Miller, who's here from the 6th Street Playhouse, where, as always, they have a whole bunch of interesting stuff on tap, including a show that's open right now.
That's right, Bruce. We actually, last weekend, opened our production of Sarah Rule's newer play, Stage Kiss, which is a hilarious comedy about what exactly is contained in a kiss when it happens on stage. Is it a real kiss between real people, or is it a stage kiss that's between two characters? And how does sometimes the reality of characters in a play overflow into the reality of real life? So it's got three more weekends. It's getting rave reviews. We've got an awesome cast of Sonoma County veterans who our audiences have grown to love, including Tim Niffin, Ed McLeod, Molly Boyce, and many more. So
it is an all-star cast.
Yeah, and that runs all the way through February 5th in our G.K. Hart Theater.
And how's the cast getting on, I guess? Oh, I should ask in this context.
No, they're great. They're doing great. They're having a blast with each other, that's for sure. And, you know, it's always fun when you get into working on a show like this and you realize that, you know, just how many years it's been since, you know, Tim Niffin and Molly Boyce have shared the stage together. And it's been quite a few, we found out. But they're happy to be back in the saddle with each other on this one. And of course, we've got other actors who are, you know, have become, you know, up-and-comers in our stable of talent there, and they're just over the moon to be sharing the stage with, you know, wonderful talent as well. And it's going really well. The audiences are loving it, rolling in the aisles. It's just super, super funny. So we hope everybody gets a chance to come out and see this great new farce.
And, of course, one of the other things that Sixth Street has become known for is tackling some fairly ambitious musicals, and you've got one of those queuing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Last season, we did a beautiful kind of chamberized version of My Fair Lady, and this season, we're doing something very similar with Sondheim's A Little Night Music, which, of course, follows all of the intricate ins and outs and interweavings of the love affairs for an actress named Desiree Armfelt. She's got one lover who is a lawyer, who is Frederick Eggerman, a longtime fling of hers, and a new younger lover who is very, very jealous, and how she just kind of decides to play a little joke on everyone and invite all of them, wives included, to her house in the country for a little kind of romance and psychological test that she has in store for them. And again, a wonderful cast. That's coming up.
That doesn't sound like your stereotypical Broadway musical.
No. And as a matter of fact, you know, most of those shows, especially the Sondheim pieces, well, not especially, but most Broadway musicals are these big sweeping epics that for us, that's just kind of impossible for us and our audiences to believe that we could put those on stage. So, you know, we're really mindful of that, and we're really smart about how we approach these big, huge musicals. It's not necessarily a huge cast, but it deals with some pretty epic themes in terms of love and relationships and fidelity. And so what we do is we kind of scrunch the orchestra size down just a little bit and chamberize it, and we cut all the fat out of it in terms of who we absolutely need to have in the cast to those voices that are the most important storytelling voices. And that's how we approach it. And so far, so good.
Speaking of voices, that's one of their biggest challenges in casting, I should think.
That show especially. You know, a lot of musicals, you can kind of get away with character acting and you know, a singer who can kind of carry a tune. But with Sondheim, you really have to have those singers that can really act and dig in, because the acting really is on the words of the music in Sondheim.
Sounds like a busy show and a busy schedule at Sixth Street. For people who want ticket information, quickly, let's tell them how to get it.
Sure. Just call the box office at 707-523-4185, extension 1, or you can buy tickets online at www.6thstreetplayhouse.com.
Lots going on at the 6th Street Playhouse. You heard about it here on Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.